So with Thanksgiving dinner over, you might want to join the throngs of people heading to the movie theaters this weekend. But what to see? I was in L.A. last week and stopped in to ask John Horn, who hosts The Frame on KPCC. Well, John, it is great to see you in person here in Pasadena.
Thank you for coming our way.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because we're at the point now where people are probably, maybe some of them are sick of their families. They're ready to get outside, do something, maybe go see a movie. This is a huge movie weekend. What would you suggest? And we'll start with a category we'll call escapism for movies right now.
Yeah, it depends on whether or not you want to go to a movie and come back and have debate and argument. My family, in-laws, no. So I'm going to rule out for this category anything that's even remotely political.
Okay.
And I'm also going to choose a movie that I think will play young and old, male and female. And that's going to be Ford versus Ferrari.
Ford versus Ferrari. This is based on a true story. It's starring Matt Damon as the car designer Carroll Shelby, who in the 1960s teamed up with race driver Ken Miles to design a car for Ford that will beat the Italian carmaker Ferrari at the Le Mans 24-hour auto race. I want to listen to a clip here that we have with Ken Miles, played by Christian Bale, talking to his son about how important it is to understand the car you're driving.
You have to be kind to the car. You feel the poor thing groaning underneath you. If you're going to push a piece of machinery to the limit and expect it to hold together, you have to have some sense of where that limit is.
Do you have to love cars to love this movie?
It sounds like you have to love Marianne Williamson to love this movie. Not necessarily. I've got a couple of kids who are obsessed with Formula One, and these cars do not go as fast as Formula One cars. That said, there is a very good perspective that the director James Mangold has where he tries to take you into the seat of Ken Miles as he's driving this car. So if you think back about First Man and what it felt like to be with Neil Armstrong going to space, it's very immersive that way in trying to put you in the car. Yes, you might have to like racing, but it's also a story about kind of American, we can do this, let's take on the Italians. Ford Motor Company at the time is not really doing well. They're struggling. Ferrari is this brand that's famous for going fast and winning all these races. So it is kind of an underdog David and Goliath story as well. It helps if you like fast cars, but you don't need to.
Also on your escapist list, I see Charlie's Angels, Frozen 2, and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which is the Mr. Rogers movie with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, now I think these movies have a limit in terms of their scope. So Frozen is obviously going to play a little bit younger. Charlie's Angels is going to play a little bit more female. And Fred Rogers is going to play a little older. They all have a lot to recommend them. I can't see a movie capturing as broad a group of family members as Ford versus Ferrari. But if you have little kids, drop them off at Frozen and then go see Ford versus Ferrari yourself, or go see Tom Hanks playing Fred Rogers.
And what about that Tom Hanks playing Fred Rogers? Is that going to be good enough for those of us who loved Won't You Be My Neighbor, the documentary about Mr. Rogers?
I think that's one of the real issues, is that there was such a great documentary made by Morgan Neville about that person. This is a story about a journalist's relationship with Fred Rogers. So it's a different kind of story. It's directed by Marielle Heller, who's a really interesting filmmaker. So if you like the first one, you might like this one. But if you've had your fill of Fred Rogers with the documentary, maybe you should go somewhere else.
Okay, let's talk about some movies that would fall into the category of conversation starters. And one of them that you recommend is Queen and Slim. Jodie Turner-Smith and Daniel Kaluuya star as an African-American couple on a date when they're pulled over by a police officer and the traffic stop goes horribly wrong and Slim ends up shooting the officer. Let's listen.
I'm not a criminal.
You are now.
I just want to go home. And I want to see my family.
If you turn yourself in, you will never see them again. All we can do is go forward. There is nothing back there for us. Please. Let's just keep going.
This gets to an issue that has been in the news over and over and over again. How's the movie?
The movie's really good, and it's very difficult to watch. I mean, this is about a story that starts with Driving While Black. These two characters are just driving home. They're like in a conversation. They slightly veer out of their lane. They're pulled over, and the situation escalates really quickly. What's amazing about this film, they have screened it a lot at HBCUs, and when it is played at these historically black college and universities, when the white police officer is shot, the audience applauds, which I think really gets to how polarizing and complicated this issue is. It's directed by a woman named Melina Matsoukas, who's making her feature directing debut. She's done some Beyonce videos. It was written by Lena Waithe. They worked together on the TV series Master of None. It is a very difficult movie to watch. And what happens is after the shooting, these two people who have just met, and she's a lawyer, and she knows that in her mind, there's no way this is going to turn out well. They are on the lam. They meet certain people who take them in. They're trying to get away. I think they know they're not going to. And it's really a story about how they are dealing with what they have done and how people are receiving them. Some people have compared it to Bonnie and Clyde, which just seems like a wrong comparison. But it is a very provocative movie. And I think white audiences and black audiences are going to watch this movie differently and have a lot to talk about afterward. It's an amazing film, but very difficult to watch. But that doesn't mean it shouldn't not be watched.
What else falls into your conversation starter movie list?
Wow. I guess if you're thinking about movies that are really well made but also polarizing, I'd have to put Jojo Rabbit in that category. It came out a couple of weeks ago, but it still will be in theaters. It's a movie about a young boy who is growing up in Nazi Germany and wants to be essentially a Nazi youth. And he meets the young Jewish girl who is being hidden in his attic. And it's really about his trying to unlearn all of the hate that he has been taught.
Interesting.
I think the issue is, among a lot of people, is whether or not you can make fun of Nazis, whether or not you can humanize Nazis. There's a central character in this, which is Adolf Hitler. It's an imaginary friend that this young boy has, played by the film's director, Taika Waititi. A lot of people say too soon, but I got to point out, Charlie Chaplin's The Great Dictator came out in 1940. Jack Benny's To Be or Not to Be, 1942. I think it's a fascinating film about hate and redemption. But again, it's going to spark a lot of conversation.
John, we are also coming up on Oscar season, and I wondered as I got on my flight out to Los Angeles the other day, what am I going to watch that might be an Oscar contender? I couldn't figure anything out, so I just watched Fleabag. But tell me, what's
not
getting
an,
Oscar
not an
buzz?
Oscar contender. Right. That said, I mean, Marriage Story, which is Noah Baumbach's movie about divorce, is an Oscar contender. Jojo Rabbit certainly is. Ford versus Ferrari. A Quentin Tarantino movie that came out earlier in the year, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And then there's other movies that might creep in. The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's film that's mostly on Netflix right now. There's a new movie about Roger Ailes called Bombshell that's going to come out in December that might
Roger
be in that
Ailes
conversation.
From Fox News, right?
Yeah. And then there's another movie that's not getting a lot of traction that I also think people, when they're voting for the Oscars, might pay attention to, and that is The Two Popes. It's about Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, played by Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce. Imaginary conversations between the two popes, which I think is one of the best movies of the year.
By the way, for people who are interested in something with subtitles, which not everybody is, you suggest Parasite. It's a Korean film.
Top of the list. I mean, and I would say even if you are hard with subtitles, you got to check this movie out. This is a movie directed by the Korean filmmaker Bong Joon-ho. He made Snowpiercer. He made Okja. This is a movie about the haves and the have-nots. I sent my teenage son in college last week to go see it. He had no idea what he was getting into. He called me when he got out of the theater. He goes, that movie is insane. It's a little gothic toward the end. It's provocative. It's incredibly well made. It has a lot to say about class and how we look at other people. It's called Parasite. And I suspect it's going to be nominated not only for Best Picture, but Best Director in the Oscar race.
Okay, let me ask you one more thing since I'm here with you in person in L.A. Is the industry changing dramatically right now, or how does it feel from here?
It's fundamentally changing. I mean, there are a couple of different things that are happening. The main thing that is happening is that the major studios, especially the Walt Disney Company, are doing what is called in Hollywood IP, and that is intellectual property. So they have their brands. They have Pixar, they have Marvel, they have Lucas, they have Disney Animation, and that's basically what they do. And if it doesn't fall into those categories, they're not making that movie. Ford versus Ferrari is being released by the Walt Disney Company, but it was a movie they inherited from Fox. That movie probably does not exist in the future of the Walt Disney Company, which is too bad. And at the same time, you have companies like Netflix HBO now, Amazon Prime, that are creating feature quality entertainment. Some of it is playing in theaters, some isn't. And they're spending a lot of money, billions of dollars, creating that content. The real question is, what happens to like the art films, the smaller movies? Do they still get financed? Do they still find a home? Can they get a toehold in theaters when they're up against Star Wars and Avengers? So the rich are getting richer. There's really an interesting story unfolding about the movies that are well-made and smart and play to adults, and whether or not they have a future among the studios.
That is John Horn, who is host of the KPCC show, The Frame. We will put all of his holiday picks up at our website, hereandnow.org. John, great to see you in person. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.